quarter to six. It is a 23-degree Friday. And you have a little frost in your windshield parked outside last night. Jason Cairns wouldn't know. I don't think he's been outside yet, but he's at home. Toasty and warm in Eau Claire. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I am toasty and warm. I did let the dogs out, so I had a glimpse of the outdoors, but that's about it so far.
Now, I know you're you get up at, tell me the time you get up and how soon after that you have coffee.
Well, so I get up at, my alarm is set for 4:45, so usually I'm up before my alarm goes off, so usually between 4:30 and 4:45. I have a bun coffee pot, so I have coffee ready in 3 minutes. And so I'm usually drinking coffee by 4:50, 4:55.
So a variety of flavors, or it's just standard? No, I mean,
when I do the first pot, it's always black. I do Door County Coffee black and tan lately,
okay,
which is my go-to. So Heather likes flavored coffee better.
All right. Well, that's a little personal insight there. So we've been sharing about Larry Crabb and hospice. I think the thing, and we've in this Larry Crabb Appreciation Club on Facebook, which is, it's really amazing. I mean, just the community feeling that feels global. But so many people impacted so deeply. And yesterday when his son Kenton talked about, my dad isn't communicating anymore, but I'm sharing your kind words and he's nodding. I mean, it's just, I'm sort of in and out of deep emotion. How about you?
Yeah, absolutely. I was telling Heather that I was tearing up again yesterday. And I think I messaged you.
Yeah, you did.
That I was feeling deeply emotional. And it's just, it kind of comes on me again and again. And you had mentioned kind of that he's this father figure to me. And that's absolutely true, you know. And I think that's landing on me more powerfully.
Well, just because
24 hours.
Kind of your story, I mean, a stepdad, I think, kind of stepped in as, but in terms of your story of a dad, and I think with Larry over these last decade, he's been like a dad and a mentor, and that's a big place, right? So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a neat thing that he moved from kind of, you know, when I first met him, I was very intimidated, and he did a very good job of moving me beyond that intimidation to friendship, and that was a precious thing. So, you know, you were talking about the Appreciation Club, and I'm not going to have time to read this whole thing.
Right.
I was saying, I went in 2014, and I had heard very little about Larry at that point.
And again, this is a week-long school of spiritual direction, but
right?
Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I don't even know what prompted me to go, other than I liked what I had seen so far. And, you know, I went to North Carolina by myself, didn't know anybody there. I sat down at a table, and he came and sat next to me, and I remember just being completely overwhelmed that this hero was sitting next to me, and he seemed normal, you know. And and then we moved into doing this whole idea of the red dot, which is something you had brought into our church's small group ideas, which is kind of emotionally, where are you at right now? And it's such a good practice.
And really, Larry, and that's Larry. Sorry, I just called you Larry, but I mean Jason. It's this idea. He introduces it in the book, The Papa Prayer, which is Crabb emphasizes relation so much because relation in the Trinity, and says, "Hello, this needs to be emphasized. God is relationship. The Bible's about relationship. Yeah. Love God, love others." And so this red dot, like you'd find at if you go to Mall of America, and where are you? And he's like, presenting that to God, like when you pray, say, God, this is where I'm at, you know?
Right. Absolutely. You know, and I think you've been touched by that. I certainly have.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, that for me, too, I was in a really rough place with my oldest daughter at that period of my life. But we sat down and had coffee together, and he encouraged me to kind of pour life words into her, you know? And so he told me, go back to your room, tell her what you're telling me. And fortuitously, I went and called Grace, and she was alone at home. The others were gone, and I was just able to just share my heart with her. And I think that was a real turning point for the two of us. And,
that's there's so much. It's again going deeper with God, but going deeper with people is just a great, fantastic legacy. I posted just this short. I felt a prompting yesterday afternoon, and I'm like, I initially messaged this message to you, and you were busy. I couldn't hear back from you. But then I'm like, I feel led to post this on the page, but it felt really vulnerable. Here's what I wrote. I said, Larry transitioning from this world to the next has me viewing death differently than I ever have before. I'm feeling more confident in the reality of the other side while also still feeling broken, messy, and emotional about the pending passing of one of the finest human beings I've ever known. So the very first like I got on it was helpful because I felt like, is this going to be okay to say?
No, and I think you're right. I think it's been a unique couple of days on the Appreciation Club because people have been vulnerable and honest. And, you know, that's what Larry has called us to for so long. And I think, you know, that deeper Christianity reflects that, I think. And so I was grateful you posted it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. See you tomorrow morning for breakfast.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Thank you, Jason Cairns. The Wib Wake Up Show, and I guess the Girl Scout cookie season about ready to begin.
It is. I haven't seen them out and about, but I don't know how exactly that works this year. So.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of times with the NFL doesn't have rankings like college, but a lot of people do the power rankings, right? Like from 1 to 32. And so there is apparently the official Girl Scout cookie power ranking.
Yeah, so they have this in quadrants. I think this comes from the LA Times. So they have better taste on the right side, worse taste on the left side, and then on the top, better frozen, and on the bottom, worse frozen. Because, of course, some cookies have really good taste and are even better when they're frozen, too. So, for what it's worth, they say that the best tasting and best frozen would be Thin Mints.
Mm-hmm.
And second to that would be the Samoas or the Caramel Delights. And then Toffee Tastic is kind of in the lower left of that quadrant as well. They say worst taste and worst frozen caramel chocolate chip, which I actually don't know that I've tried that. So
I don't think so. It's interesting. The one that appeals to me as I'm looking at this, and I've got a coffee waiting for me to warm my hands and to help wake me up this morning. And I'm like, the Tagalong peanut butter patty looks good.
And here's the thing. That's my favorite. And those also are really, really good frozen. So I'm not really sure that I agree with what the LA Times. I mean, I probably don't agree with the LA Times a lot anyway.
Probably not. Yeah. No, it looks good. Having said that, we had the Cookie Monster song to send you off to La Crosse yesterday.
Yes.
A day early, apparently. And then our number for the day, which I did not give. I usually do after the with the special events, after the 6:30 weather. The number for the day, 35,000. That is the average number of cookies eaten by a person in a lifetime.
35,000 cookies in a lifetime. I'm working hard on that.
But
I want my life to matter.
We're seeing all these Girl Scout cookies. They look very inviting. I think people could rack up a good number just with those.
And that's the thing. How big are these cookies? Because my wife makes some monster cookies from time to time. Those are fantastic.
She
but
makes
again,
great
like
cookies.
The little peanut butter patties. I mean, you can eat 4, 5, 6 of those. Maybe. I mean, maybe I've done that before.
The last cookies you brought in, the chocolate chip cookies with M&Ms from your wife. Unbelievable.
Oh, those were bomb.
Incomparable.
I had some of those on the weekend. That's when I can relax a little bit. And here we are, ready at this time of week once again to give you our public service here on the Wib Wake Up Show. It's 7:48, it's 26 degrees, some sunshine, and you know what? There's no possible way that any ordinary person could keep up with all that's gone on over the past 7 days, whether it be news, sports, politics, pop culture. And so, Halvo, as our public service, because we care so much, we bring those things to you, but we do it in condensed form because we respect your time. We call it headlines. Here we go.
Yeah, we've got different mile markers. You know, Monday morning around this time, we've got our best jokes at setting the bar low. And here on Fridays, wrapping it up with the headlines. 17 inmates at a Russian prison got into a fight with guards when they were told that they could no longer watch their favorite TV show.
Fuller House, that's had that effect on people. In the Netherlands, a restaurant owner stopped an armed robber by throwing hot French fries at the guy.
Yeah, the would-be robber is recovering with minor burns and high cholesterol.
Dangerous.
To deliver products as quickly as possible, Amazon now has over 110 warehouses in the U.S.
And nearly as many happy employees.
That's all.
Spring is just under a month away.
Yeah, I can tell it's coming this morning. Saw a couple of robins thawing worms on a chimney.
They are smart birds.
Experts say wearing two masks instead of just one is probably a good idea.
The same number you should put on whenever going into your kid's room for something.
Isn't that the truth? Ugh.
7 out of 10 Americans are worried our government is too secretive.
The government made the other three disappear before they could answer.
Mm.
The World Health Organization says the world is eating way too much sugar.
If that's true, you'd think the world would be a much sweeter place to live.
Yeah.
And finally, the third Spider-Man movie has been given a title. We've been waiting. The first was Spider-Man Homecoming. The second was Spider-Man Far From Home.
The third is Spider-Man Tired of Working From Home.
There you go. Those are your headlines. And now you're all caught up. The We Wake Up Show, I'm going to get in and out of this real quickly here because I just want to drop this bomb and then leave it. Research shows that husbands create 7 hours of extra housework for their wives. According to the University of Michigan, a husband creates an extra 7 hours of extra housework a week for his wife. I'll leave you to mull on that just a little bit here. Fellas, can we do better? Not more hours. Less. Please understand.
Hi, my name is Alicia, and I am from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. And here is my audition screen. Thank you.
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
I tell you what, every time I put together the best of the week, I go, this is an eclectic show. You never know what you're going to get, from sports to a lot of fun to Caleb's pet peeve put to music. Here we go. It's the best of the week on the Wib Wake Up Show.
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me.
I'm Miss Sherry, and I'm calling from Bloomer, and here is my cabin fever scream.
Julie says, consider when you are making toast, you could be the object of another Caleb roast. Please just think of others, don't be a lazy bum. When she checks the butter dish, there better not be crumbs.
We're from Wisconsin, for crying out loud. Honor the butter. Protect the butter. It's not that hard.
Well, the world's most loving, encouraging mom had a birthday yesterday, and she's on the line with us from Wauwatosa in suburban Milwaukee. Good morning, Mom.
Well, that's a nice way to start out. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Back to Geisler with four
Katie
seconds.
Rough out there.
With three, with two, with one, and get on your feet, Chippewa Falls. The McDonald Central Lady Macs are going to state.
Hi, this is Jackie from Eau Claire. I have cabin fever.
This will all make sense when I am older. Someday I will see that this makes sense.
It's official. 36 is the ideal age.
Really? So yeah. I've got a few years
you
left
do.
To go.
Yeah, there you go.
Did Thanos snap his fingers? Did it disintegrate? Why is half your toast in here and not up on your plate? While you're eating breakfast, this simple rule applies. Keep that butter clean and life expectancies will rise.
This is Julie from Rice Lake, and I have cabin fever.
During the pandemic in the last year, there's been various references back to 1918. But one unique, special woman, Lucia DeClercq, she survived them both. Yes, the Spanish flu and now coronavirus.
Wow.
How did she do it? How did she live to 105? Well, here's her answer. Prayer, prayer, prayer. One step at a time, no junk food.
One more health tip that she gives as well. Brush your teeth with baking soda.
She didn't have a cavity till she was 99.
Not a cavity until you're 99.
I know it. That's amazing.
Just hope I last that long. A new study, new set of research that someone somewhere paid good money for, says that dogs may be more self-aware than experts previously thought. Arlo the dog, Anatolian Shepherd and Black Lab mix. We took him at the end of 2020 to the vet, and they said, yeah, your puppy's 20 pounds overweight. I always described him as about, you know, a big 70-pound monster of a dog. Well, he was 90 pounds.
Yeah,
and
the heavyweight division.
Maybe he didn't exercise quite as much as he should have in 2020. Maybe he enjoyed a little bit too much food. Who knows? But even, you know, in my pharisaical hypocrisy, I was telling him, man, you're a blob, man. You gotta lose some weight. Even as I know that I need to lose some weight. And I could see it in his eyes, in his big brown doggy eyes, where he was like, well, you gotta talk about me that way. And he has slimmed down. I give him credit. He is looking a lot more svelte these days.
C is for kooky. That's good enough for me. Oh, kooky, kooky, kooky starts with C.
Hi, my name is Cody Ender, and after going to the doctor, he told me that I have cabin fever.
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
Here's going to control. Brianna moves in. Santa
oh! Oh, we won it!
CFM has won it! Brianna Buenocontro with the centering pass, the glove's thrown high in the air, and CFM scores an overtime goal to take the state title 3-2.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Our
to the wise.
Olaf, take us out.
I'll just dream about a time when I'm in my aged prime. 'Cause when you're older, absolutely everything makes sense.
Well done. The best of the week again, Howell.
What a fun show we have, huh?
You never know.
Yeah.
Never know what it might be on a given day. Thanks for being part of the WIB Wake Up Show family.